you know, would probably say, you know, look, this isn't something that you could just kind of do a drive-by on, but, you know, I think we think there's room for both. You can really dig into it, or you could, you know, stop in and cherry-pick what you like.
Yeah, we can make money on everybody. It's okay.
Exactly. It is totally allowed. There are different kinds of customers, but let's try to see if we can appeal to all of them.
Yeah, I really like what you guys have done, just the mindset behind it. Let's talk about the Sam F. Davis Stakes today at Tampa Bay Downs, 4:45, field of nine. Everyone's looking at McCracken, 3-0, 2-1 favorite, morning line, trained by Ian Wilkes and ridden by Brian Hernandez. Now, all McCracken's wins have come at Churchill Downs, and just to the outside of McCracken is No Dozing, who some have picked as their favorite to win, but the second choice at 4-1, runner-up in the Remsen. And then the third choice, this is the one where I would go, is fact-finding, 9-2. Like McCracken, also 3-0, Pletcher trainee, ridden by John Velasquez. Pletcher, of course, won this race last year with Destin, and then Pletcher also has the number 7 horse, Tapperit, a $1.2 million son of Tappet. What are your thoughts?
Well, you've done all the analysis for me, right? That's all I have.
Those are just facts. Those are facts.
Well, let me put on my pedigree glasses and give you a deeper analysis. So, no, I think, yeah, like you said, McCracken is obviously the hype horse, right? I mean, he's undefeated, 3-for-3. And, you know, and he does, you know, he's a son of Ghost Zapper, out of Seeking the Gold Mare. Don't want to bore you too much, but Seeking the Gold should indicate that the horse could go longer. And he did win at a mile and the 16th already in the Kentucky Jockey Club. So, what I always tell people, though, is think twice before taking too short of a price on a 3-year-old favorite making his seasonal debut. We haven't seen this horse in a couple of months. A lot can happen between the end of a 2-year-old season and the start of a 3-year-old season. If you just look at last week, the Holy Bull Stakes, 2-year-old champion Classic Empire, prohibitive favorite to Derby favorite coming into 2017, they bet him down to 1-2. Where did he finish?
Yeah,
he finished third. So, you know, if you're looking to actually bet the race, now if you're watching it just for fun, you want to root for McCracken, go for it. Ian Wilkes, well-liked trainer.
Nobody's watching it for fun in Lexington. I'll just tell you that right now. They're at the Red Mile or they're online.
Exactly. So, look, yeah, if you're going to bet, you know, you got to look for value. Look for a horse who might pay a little bit more than they might, than you think they should. You know, I think you mentioned one in No Dozing. I'm a fan of that one. He's also got some strong pedigree, son of Union Rags. And, you know, he also, what's interesting is a couple of races back, he beat a horse named O Dionysus. He beat him by 2 3/4 lengths. That horse came back and was neck and neck with Irish War Cry, who won the Holy Bull last week. So if you're kind of looking at, oh, who's facing who and you know, how they've done in other races, there's an angle there with No Dozing, and if he, you know, kind of takes that step forward, he's got a legitimate shot. And he's also finished second to a horse named Motown, who's also one of the, you know, we could talk about some other Derby contenders that haven't raced yet this year, but Motown is a horse who's got a lot of hype around him, and No Dozing, finished just behind him in the Remsen. So he's one that's interesting. Wild Shot was just barely beaten by McCracken, and, you know, I would argue he ran just as good a race. He was you know, right up near the pace and, you know, had to battle all the way to the wire, and he showed a lot of heart. So you can make an argument that Wild Shot, he's the 6th horse in here, he's 5-1 on the morning line. You can make a case that if that horse takes a step forward, you know, he's right there with McCracken. So you're going to take, you know, 3-5 or 4-5 on McCracken, or you're going to take a shot with a horse like Wild Shot or No Dozing?
I'm going to take a shot on Tapperit just because based on Tapperit. I got a chance last year to go out to Gainesway and spend some time on that farm and then paid attention quite a bit to Creator and Mo Heyman and Lonnie and that group that came out last year. I got to believe that he's going to have, especially in the Derby preps, he's going to have some pedigree that runs strong.
Oh, there's no question. You know, the Tappets, the Uncle Mo's, I mean, you know, anything you see there from, you know, from those two stallions, you got to have some serious respect for coming off of last year. You know, what I also like about Tapperit, I mean, first of all, you're looking at 8-1 in the morning lines, probably going to get overlooked because the other Fletcher's got a little more hype around him, fact-finding. And what I like about this one is that, Jose Ortiz takes the mound. And again, there are a lot more factors to consider, but Jose Ortiz taking the reins from Eddie Castro, that's a major, major upgrade. Jose Ortiz riding lights out, one of the best jockeys in the country, if not the best. I know Castellano supporters would probably debate that, but he's right up there. They're 1-2, I would say, right now. He comes in and, takes the mound here. So I think those are all positive signs. And so I couldn't talk you off of Tapper either. And again, horses maturing, horses going from the end of their 2-year-old season to the start of their 3-year-old season. You know, sometimes the light bulb goes on, and they don't give us any warning on this. You know, it just kind of happens. And then you find out when the race is going on, no reason a horse like that, especially Fletcher off the layoff, couldn't come and fire a huge race today.
Talking with America's Best Racing.net's Dan Trojan here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. So give us, if you would, please, your 1-2-3, or how would you bet it? Like an advice for folks out there that say want to spin, I don't know, the $40 range, $50 range.
Sure. Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that. On America'sBestRacing.net, what I do is on a weekly basis, I do a segment called Dan's Double, in which I provide two of my best plays of the week, and then I tell you how to bet it on a $10 budget, a $25 budget, and a $50 budget. And then, of course, if you got more money, you can just double up, all my bets that I laid out. But at a $50 budget, what I'm basically suggesting is that you box a couple of horses, including No Dozing, McCracken, Wild Shot, and I threw in a horse named State of Honor. He's down on the rail. He's the one horse. He's 8-1. I had to guess he's probably going to go off at about 12-15-1. He's another one I think can improve. He's on the rail, like I said. He's got speed, adds blinkers. So, State of Honor, Wild Shot, McCracken, No Dozing would be my top four. And then I would play a ticket where, as much as we've talked down McCracken, you got to respect his upside here. With No Dozing and McCracken, keyed in the first two slots overall, just in case, a bomb runs into the, into the try. I mean, you could also kind of, wheel them in different spots, too. You could do No Dozing, McCracken, overall, over No Dozing McCracken. But those would be my two sort of key horses that I would mess around with. And like I said, Wild Shot, I think, is not too far out of the discussion. So I would build your tickets around tries and exactas involving some of those horses. That's where I would go.
Well, you are also the co-founder, thank you, by the way, of Equestricon, which I was not aware of, really. And tell us a little bit about this, how it came about. And is this the first one that we're going to see this year?
Yeah, first one ever. This is the first ever international racing convention, fan festival, and trade show. It's going to be in Saratoga, which is obviously a pretty hot spot to be in August. It's this August 13th through 15th. It's at the City Center, which is the convention center downtown, so just a couple of blocks away from the racetrack, and it's also, right there on that strip on Broadway where you got all the restaurants and bars and everything else and a lot of nightlife. So, we feel like we picked the right spot. We've got a lot of support from the city, and essentially what we're doing is we're putting together a Comic-Con style, although, we're not really, we're not going to discourage anyone from dressing up, but we're not, it's not part of our formal pitch to people. But
if a team from Hanson shows up with a blue tail and some ladies from Las Vegas, that's cool, right?
If they're listening, please do that. we're just trying to keep it fun, keep it light, but also, we are giving the industry an opportunity to really participate and put its best foot forward, whether, it's a farm down in Kentucky or, an owner out in California or, a racing syndicate up here and, up north. Whoever it is, here's your chance to kind of show what you've got, whether you're a product or service provider, ADW, betting website, whether you create, products for horses or products that trainers or owners use, bring it out. And we've got this trade show element. You're going to have thousands of fans walking through the space and fans of all levels, from casual fans to hardcore handicappers and players to people who are interested in ownership. And so, there's a lot there. We're just trying to give more access to the fans. And so we're creating this sort of festival-type atmosphere, and then we've also got sort of a conference-style setting in which, there are panels, discussions, workshops. You can meet, legendary jockeys. All the Triple Crown jockeys are going to be there, get their autographs. There are going to be racing authors. you know, talking about their books, signing books. Racing and horse artists will be in the space. We've got two bars. We've got a lounge. We've got a lot of networking events, young people interested in getting involved in racing, starting a career in the sport. We're going to have programming specifically for them. So really just giving an opportunity for people who are like, hey, you know what, horse racing is pretty cool. I want to go celebrate this. I want to go hang out with people who don't think I'm weird because, you know, I love horse racing. And again, if you're not in, you know, if you're not in Lexington or if you're not in Saratoga for most of the year, you don't really have too many people to talk about racing with.
Yeah.
Well, here's an opportunity to come to one place and find your people and, you know, and kind of get the information you need if you want to become more involved in the sport at any level, you know, as either a handicapper. We've got winners of the National Handicapping Championship that are going to be there. We've got, seriously, I mean, some of the best horse players who I don't even understand what they're saying most of the time. But, you know, if you're at that level and if you want to learn from the best, those guys will be there. They're supporting it. And really, we've gotten a lot of support from the entire industry. We haven't made formal announcements on some of our exhibitors and sponsors, but I can tell you that Lexington will be well represented.
Yeah.
Once we make those announcements in the next couple of weeks.
It sounds awesome, especially Saratoga.
Yeah. Maybe it'll make its way down here at some point.
Yeah, I'm guessing if it goes well up there,
come on,
that Keeneland will be in the rotation, right?
Hey, you know, we
hey, we've hosted a Breeders' Cup, man.
Oh, no, hey, you did a damn good job, too. we've left open certainly that possibility for it to travel. We're calling it an international racing convention. We actually have people coming in from Dubai, from Hong Kong, from England. And so, yeah. You know, this could travel internationally at some point, but first things first, we want to make sure this first year goes off well. And, you know, from there, you know, we just keep building upon it. But definitely, if you want to find out more, check out the website. It's equestricon.com. And if you're wondering how to spell it, it's essentially the first half of equestrian and then con.
Yeah.
So equestricon.com.
I encourage you folks to get out there and check it out, as well as americasbestracing.net. Dan does a great job, and we appreciate you taking time for us this morning and then coming on the show. I look forward to having you back, especially the closer EquestriCon gets to coming to Saratoga.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys, Dan, Alex. This was a blast. I'm down anytime. Just let me know.
All right. Sounds good, Dan. Thanks again. Dan Trojanman joining us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Michael is on the line. Or was still on there? Yeah, he's still there. So, Michael, we're going to take a break, and afterwards we'll get to you. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Of course, we'll talk more UK-Bama next.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Mike and Mike.
You want to start going through some character issues of people in all the Hall of Fames? Really, is that what you want to do? It's embarrassing. T.O. and I, we have had our differences. We have gone at it a few times. But that guy's one of the great receivers to ever play and should be in the Hall of Fame. And it's a joke. It really, to me, it is embarrassing for the sport I played for you guys to play that moral cop and to say, well, he's a bad teammate, so he's staying out.
Mike and Mike
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
No matter what the season, make sure you and your car are prepared. Catch Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday for tips and facts on how to keep your car running smooth. Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this, when I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them.
Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Parents, are you talking about alcohol with your children? If you're not, it's time to consider a free resource, FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com. Family Talk About Drinking uses different stages to help parents create the right age-specific atmosphere to have meaningful conversations with your kids about underage drinking. FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com is a free online resource that gives you the confidence and tools to talk with your kids about alcohol at any age. Be part of the solution, not the problem. This is a public service announcement from Kentucky. Lucky Eagle.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ABC 36's Alex Risen sitting in for Mary Jo this weekend. You can tweet him at A Risen, right?
At Alex Risen.
At Alex Risen.
I just really outfought the box on it.
Yeah. Got it. Got it before anybody else did. It's
spelled like Risen.
At D Reefer, D-R-I-E-F-F-E-R. Or at ESPN Radio Lex is the way to tweet us. You can also call 381-1313. Listen to us online at WLXG.com or just get the app. The app is the best way to go. Just go to iTunes or Google Play, type in WLXG. That thing is free, download it, and then when you tap it, it just begins a live stream of whatever is on this station at that time. There's no, like, sign in, log in, give me your email address, your phone, none of that stuff. You tap it, it starts playing. That's what I like about it.
Instantaneous gratification.
Because there are some other apps on my phone, when I tap it, it's like, can you do these things first before we, you know, give you the service that you're asking for? Like, no! I want it now. Now, we want to get to the phone. Michael on the line. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. I was wondering, do you think the UK basketball team is good enough to win a championship number 9 with everything going on?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
the talent's certainly there.
Yeah, if you look at De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and Bam Adebayo, with Isaiah Briscoe.
Wynyan Gabriel playing very well.
Wynyan Gabriel, Derek. I mean, the pieces are there. Absolutely. It's just a matter of figuring it out. Those guys are talented enough, without a doubt. I mean, Kentucky is one of the most talented teams in the country. Duke, obviously. Kansas. UCLA. But we're talking top five most talented teams in the country. Kentucky is one of them. It's just, they've hit a bump in the road here. They were on an ascension, and everything seemed to be heading in the right direction and that they were going to get better and better and peak, and they've just hit a bump here. And I don't know that it's going to – I don't think it's going to go completely sideways here. I think they'll be able to straighten it out. Now, will they be able to straighten it out in time for March? That's the issue. If they had a little more time, maybe, or if this whole team was back next year – but that's not the situation.
Does the SEC tournament matter more this season because of that?
Yeah.
To get you a few extra games.
Yeah, give you three more games.
To work on this stuff.
In a tournament atmosphere. And, you know, you'll see if it means something. You know? Your season's not over if you lose to Alabama today.
No.
Your season's not over if you lose in the second round of the SEC tournament. But it should. He should have them in that frame of mind of, we got to go.
Does this remind you of the Julius Randle when they, what, lost to Florida in the SEC title game in Atlanta? But it showed you, okay, there's a little bit more of a glimmer now here headed into the NCAA tournament. Well, and that team runs all the way to the national championship.
Well, you remember 1 week earlier, Florida destroyed Kentucky in Gainesville. It was a 20-point blowout. It was bad. And there was no hope. That's the last game of the regular season. After that game, you're like, forget it. No chance for this
second
team.
Round.
Forget it.
Maybe a Sweet 16.
Look at the blowout that they had against LSU the other night. And we won by, six?
Seven, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they should have, and Calipari said it this week. He said, should have won that game by 30. Had we won the game by 30, maybe I am blinded to the issues we have, that we have to get fixed. But because LSU came back and we allowed them to do what they did, it showed me the issues and let me address them. So he said it was the best thing that happened to him.
Without really saying, yeah, because this awful team was able to come back.
Right.
That's what he really means by that. Mm-hmm. Because this terrible, atrocious basketball team. Oh, credit to Johnny Jones. No credit. Your team is awful. And because you were allowed to come back and only lose by 7, we should have destroyed you. Now I realize we truly do have a problem because LSU's awful.
Yeah. Anything else, Michael?
Eric Hughes, one of the worst teams in the SEC. And
yeah.
I just don't look like going against Kentucky with a 25-point lead and come back and win by 7.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 25-point lead with 8 minutes to go. And Kentucky, as teams are...
Turned off the switch.
Yeah, they just backed off. And then Adebayo picked up that third foul, and then... to see him step out of the way for a layup is just like, ew. So they were giving points away. Then the other thing that happened is LSU started nailing threes. I think LSU hit 5 threes in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was since from the 8-minute mark, they made 7 threes, but 5 of those were like in the last 3 minutes. So that's a big chunk of it right there. Yeah, LSU is terrible. LSU and Missouri are the two worst teams in the SEC, and Kentucky should beat both of them by 20 or 30 points, but it's just kind of, you know, human nature for them to let off the gas a little bit. But it gave Calipari something to hold on to and get his team's attention and make them practice for 3 hours and hammer it home. Had they won by 30, it would be harder to get those kids' attention in that regard.
Was anybody thinking 94? Just a little bit reversed. Did you ever? There was a moment where I kept checking it, and I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting."
Yeah,
keeps getting whittled down. Huh. Man, I don't win. But yeah. In the back of your mind, I mean, if you're like a UK fan, yeah. You probably do. Yeah, the Mardi Gras. We did this one time. No, we weren't this bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's the argument, right? Well, we weren't terrible.
Right.
We came back by 30, so it can be done.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to my favorite Madison Southern boys basketball team on the season that they are having.
They are having a really good season.
In the 11th region.
And they won 20 of the last 20.
They've lost the first 3 of the season.
And they've won.
And they've been streaking since then. 21-2 since then.
Yeah, 21-2. So 21 of their last
23
games.
Lost to Lafayette and West Jessamine since then.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're doing well. Michael Jefferson, one of their best players.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Shane Buttrey doing a good job there. But you know what? Madison Central has won 21 or 22, maybe even 23 straight district titles.
Not a fan of the pill pool. I'm just going to say it.
And Southern has almost beaten Central.
Was it
3 years in a row?
Yeah,
now.
2 years ago, was it overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it was recent. I can't remember if it was last year.
So close.
2 years ago.
So close. But yeah, Madison Southern's having a good season. All right, we'll talk more high school basketball tomorrow, by the way.
Good.
Just to let you know, we have Dunbar head coach Scott Chalk joining us tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back with more Talk UK Alabama here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Help Wanted Lexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave. Now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Ah! Something's on fire! Quick, put it out!
Oh, it's filled with... Ew!
Ew! Look, there's a note.
humans, stop leaving your pet waste on the ground. It washes down the storm drain and straight into our water. We're sick of it. Signed, The Fish?
It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Parents, you're talking about alcohol with your children. If you're not, it's time to consider a free resource, FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com. Family Talk About Drinking uses different stages to help parents create the right age-specific atmosphere to have meaningful conversations with your kids about underage drinking. FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com is a free online resource that gives you the confidence and tools to talk with your kids about alcohol at any age. Be part of the solution, not the problem. This is a public service announcement from Kentucky Eagle.
Listen for the Big Blue Report with Dan Reifer on this LM Communications radio station, brought to you by Republic Bank, where it's just easier here.
High school seniors across Kentucky are now receiving financial aid award letters from the colleges they've applied to. Students and parents comparing these offers to see who has the best aid package should keep an eye out for any school offering substantial grants or scholarships. That's money you don't have to repay. A school offering thousands of dollars in federal student loans may be able to make their tuition more affordable, but remember, someday you'll have to pay back every dollar with interest. It's the financial aid tip of the month from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Home ownership is truly the American dream, and at Bluegrass Land Title, we can help make that dream come true for you. Buying a home is one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. At Bluegrass Land Title, we have a dedicated team of attorneys and professionals to ensure that your transaction goes as quickly and smoothly as possible. Responsive and knowledgeable, we are dedicated exclusively to real estate transactions. Learn more at BluegrassLandTitle.com or visit one of our offices in Lexington, Louisville, and Elizabethtown.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, they'll probably go at us like Florida did. Let's go right at them. Let's punch them in the mouth. Let's shoot balls and forget about missing. Just shoot them, and we'll go rebound them. Let's move the ball a little bit, make them stay in the stance long, see what they do, throw them into some pick and rolls. You know, they'll probably go off that game plan. Hopefully, we're a little different team than we were from that game down there.
Yeah, a week ago. It was just a week ago today that Kentucky was embarrassed at Florida. That's not going to happen today. By the way, what did you see on Twitter just now?
The good folks from the UK Sports Video at KY Wildcats TV tweeting out the little pregame shoot-around message from Coach Cal to the team. Basically, the same type of stuff we've been talking about and hearing. Hey, we're going to go out here today, and we're going to show them we can play for 40 minutes, and everybody's going to say they're fine.
Yeah.
Is this the message game? Like, where the guys go, okay, hey, we kind of let off the gas. Like, we should have won at Tennessee. We got embarrassed at Florida. That was an embarrassment.
Yeah.
We should have really beaten Kansas. We gave them the game. We stopped playing, didn't play defense, didn't rebound. They come back and win. Let's go show them we mean business.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a wake-up call or not. I don't know, because Florida, you think you come back in LSU and you destroy them, and you did, but then at 8 minutes to go, you're like, all right, we're done.
Because it's Alabama, though, coming off the quadruple overtime, mm-hmm. It's the road game. Is this a little different? Because you're not in front of the Rupp Arena crowd, let's be fair, was not into the LSU game in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all.
To some degree, rightfully so.
Yeah. Early game, I don't know. I don't know. They've already, you know, gotten up early and shoot around. They're not used to playing at noon. I don't know. I just tell you, when you lose to UCLA at home, I think some of Calipari's past teams would never have allowed Kansas to come in there and win. After losing to UCLA at home. Like, you take the Brandon Knight team that went to the championship game. All right, now they were like 0-8 on the road or they had lost like eight road games. They finally won.
Final four. They lost to UConn the final four,
yeah,
right?
Right.
UConn beat Butler? Yeah, UConn beat Butler.
Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah, but they could not win a game on the road. They finally did. I think it was at Tennessee, maybe, late in the season where they won. But anyway, you didn't think that team had it in them to get to the Final Four.
Well, then they need the Brandon Knight shot against Princeton.
Yeah.
To escape that game. And you're just thinking, oh, great, now we're definitely done in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
No, Final Four.
Man, speaking of, and look, NCAA tournament, top 16 seeds come out at 12:30 on CBS. Top four seeds for each region are revealed. Consensus is Kentucky's a three seed right now. Because of what they've done is beat UNC on a neutral court and beat South Carolina at Rupp Arena. Those are their wins. In their other tests, they've lost at Louisville, ranked number four. They've lost to UCLA and Kansas at home.
Close games.
Yeah.
When you break them all down, in all three of those games, Kentucky led fairly decently at some point.
And then you lost at Tennessee, and then you were embarrassed at Florida.
So trending downward is the problem.
Of the ranked teams you have faced, you've lost to...
Michigan State's looking better because they continue to improve. And
yeah.
Seems like every year Tom Izzo has a bad team, in quotation marks, they wind up making a run, too, at the...
That was also like game two of the season.
Sure.
So I don't know how much they probably won't factor that in at all. So given all that, I think Kentucky's fortunate to be a three seed, if that's what it is today. So we'll see. That's at 12:30. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll be joined on the phone by Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels, and then we'll take you right up to their pregame show at noon, and then at 3:15, postgame with Matthew and Eric. Right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. As soon as the game's over, call in and talk to him. Brandon Knight, watched him a little bit last night, but he was outshined, of course, by Bledsoe and Booker because they're the starters. Brandon Knight runs the second unit. Tyler Ulis got some run late last night, and he was unreal. He just made a few plays in like 5 minutes, and just the 5 minutes that he was in there, you're like, I'm sorry, Brandon Knight, but you should probably play for another team. And if Brandon Knight's good enough to start,
yes,
point guard for another team, and Tyler Ulis is a great second unit guy, I think, for the Suns. But my whole point of getting to that was to say that Bledsoe and Booker combined for 50 points, 19 of 38 shooting, 12 assists, and a win over the Bulls. Booker, 27 points, 10 of 19, 4 assists. Bledsoe, 23 points, 9 of 19, 8 assists. Point guards, how about John Wall?
He's okay.
Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith called him the best point guard in the East, and he's proven it. 26 points, 14 assists, and a 112-107 win over the Pacers. That game was tight late. Wall was clutch. When he went to the free throw line to ice it, the fans chanted MVP. The Wizards have won 9 of their last 10, 16 of their last 19. 23rd home win last night ties the Warriors for the most in the league. But this is my favorite line of John Wall's. 20-plus points, 10-plus assists in 5 straight games, and that ties Rod Strickland's franchise record. It ties the record Rod Strickland set, and Rod Strickland is obviously John Wall's mentor there at Kentucky. Cousins and the Kings. Huge comeback.
Off the suspension.
22 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, and a 108-107 win over the Hawks.
How many fouls do you have? You don't know, do you?
Mm-mm. He didn't foul out.
Let's say 5. I'm sure it was.
The Kings trailed this game 71-49 in the early third quarter, and then Cousins tied the game at 93 on a banked 3 with 4 minutes to go.
Of course he did.
Unreal. Anthony Davis versus Karl Anthony Towns last night. Number one pick in 2012 versus the number one pick in 2015. Towns, 25.6 rebounds in the first half. Davis, 24.7 rebounds in the first half. Davis had one block in the entire game. It was on Towns. Anthony Davis has become the 5th fastest player to reach 750 blocks in NBA history. Davis winds up with 42 points, 13 rebounds, 16 of 22 from the floor, 2 of 3 from 3, 8 of 11 at the line. Towns, 36 points, 8 rebounds, 13 of 22, 1 of 5 from 3, 9 of 9 free throws. Pelicans win 122 to 106. So Davis was asked after the game if he got the better of Towns. Davis said, quote, "Oh, for sure. I had more points, more rebounds, and I got the win. So, yeah, I think I got the best of him." But he did say, "I'm happy for Carl." And then they showed Davis
with his dad,
to his family and hugging Towns. Carl Towns' dad.
Yeah.
But Towns has never outscored Davis in 4 meetings. Davis has gotten him every time.
How about Terrence Jones, though, when Davis was out, too? Since you mentioned New Orleans, and we're talking former guy, because he was huge. The game against Cleveland, the block on LeBron, the whole 9 yards.
Yeah. Whew.
I mean, every guy, it seems like when they get the chance, like you meant Tyler Ulis, and you got to keep Brandon Knight because when Eric Bledsoe went down for the Suns, now all of a sudden you've got that other guy who just steps in, and it's always a UK guy.
Yeah.
Every time, Willie Cauley-Stein, when DeMarcus Cousins was serving the suspension this week. Huge off the bench.
Yeah. Look, you watch Sports Center. The whole reason I wrote any of this stuff down last night is because I'm
easy
watching
in front of
Sports
you.
Center. I didn't even have it in my notes to talk about. I'm watching Sports Center, and it's the Kings' thrilling victory. It's coming off. It's Sports Center is following the Suns' win over the Bulls, where they're raving about Bledsoe and Booker, and I'm watching Brandon Knight, and I'm watching Tyler Ulis, and then they go to highlights from the Kings' crazy comeback. Then they go to a big... Their highlight of the Pelicans and the Timberwolves was Anthony Davis versus Carl Towns. They didn't show any other players. Those two. That's what the whole highlight was about.
No Wiggins. No.
The Wizards game, the whole highlight was about John Wall. The Kings game, Cousins was in there, but he was featured prominently in there. But, of course, tonight, Kevin Durant returns to OKC. It's on ABC at 8:30, but it's on this radio station, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, coverage beginning at 7:30 on our air. And, my gosh, you watched SportsCenter last night.
Parts of it, yeah.
So did you see any of this Durant stuff that they were running?
It's never-ending, though. Is it? Well, I guess it is a big deal.
Well, they've got Marty Smith on there.
Definitely is.
You've seen ESPN's Marty Smith, right?
Yes.
Marty Smith was in Oklahoma City. I thought he only did NASCAR, but apparently he is ESPN's utility infielder, and he can do college football, the playoffs, the national championship. He's qualified to do that. And then he's also qualified to talk about Kevin Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so they put him out there for that. I'm not sure if he's going to do the X Games or not.
Probably not the X Games.
The accent is so...
Unless he does...
If you combine the accent... With the hair.
That's why he gets to do everything.
Oh, my God. The hair is insane.
The Midwest or the South are the things that those areas would care about, right? Put him out there.
It's like if Lyle Lovett was a metrosexual.
God.
Marty Smith's hair, he's in Oklahoma City. You can tell the wind's blowing, and here's how. One singular piece of hair in the front was flapping just a little bit. The rest of the salad... was frozen like Jimmy Johnson's hair. I mean, it did not move. And then you put the Southern drawl on him, and you're like, how am I supposed to take anything he says serious?
That's why. That's exactly why.
What a great. All right, let's get into today's college basketball schedule real quick. You know, I'm not even going to go over the SEC games because the only one that matters is Kentucky and Alabama. I mean... Texas A&M is at Florida. Come on.
Cool.
Yeah. South Carolina is at Miss State.
Well, that's nice.
Mm. 2 o'clock, Miami at number 4, Louisville on ESPN2. 2:30, number 2, Villanova at number 24, Xavier. That's on Fox. I think that's a nice game. In state, you got Marshall at WKU. 7 o'clock, Morehead State at EKU.
The rematch from the beatdown at Johnson Arena. This one down in Richmond, is it any better for Eastern? I don't think so. Preston Spradlin has those boys humming.
Gosh, he's doing a great job. I hope he
does. Does he get the gig?
I hope he does. I think they'd be silly not to. Why would you want to
homegrown boy.
Why would you want to mess with that? Yeah, he went to Betsy Lane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Betsy Lane grad.
UK staffer, too. Former UK staffer.
Yes,
under Cal.
Of course, yeah. Late night tonight, the big game, ESPN's game that they're promoting and College Game Day, all that stuff. Gonzaga, number one, at number 20, St. Mary's, ESPN 815. I mean, Gonzaga destroyed St. Mary's when they came to the pit or the dog pound or whatever they call that place over there in Seattle. I'm going to watch it. Every time I have tuned into a Gonzaga game, though, I'm watching it for like 1 minute because they're destroying the weak competition in the WAC or whatever conference they play in.
It's ridiculous they're still in whatever conference they're in.
Yeah, they should be in the Pac-12.
Just put them in there.
Yeah.
Just for basketball. I don't care if you're the Pac-12. Just put them there for basketball. It makes your league better.
But I can't watch them because they're beating people so badly that it's not a fair
evaluation.
San
Francisco. Yeah, great.
So, the other night they played somebody and held them to 27 points. The whole game.
What, UC Pacific?
Game. Yeah.
UC Irvine? Santa Barbara? We can keep going.
Let's hope St. Mary's is up for this game. Let's hope they're up for this game. We got to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to talk. You know what? Before we go to break, let's do this. We got to have. Calipari was talking about
the seats.
Yes, the seating that comes out at 12:30 today, and he talked about that earlier, like about a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago, when it was announced that's what they were doing. So here's his take on that, and then when we come back, we'll have Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, bang, you're an 8 seed. What? So now as you go, you have an idea of where it is. Just be transparent. I think all the things they're trying to do where the 1 seeds get to pick where they're going to play. So if you're the 1-1, which region do you want to be in? Why do they have to pick it? Why can't you pick it? What's the difference? Well, it's power. What? What's right for the kids? Let them pick. You're the number 2 seed. Where do you want to play? What region? You're the 3 seed. What region? You're the 4th seed? Here's where you're going. They're all gone. I mean, it's better that way. I mean, it's just more transparent.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Car wreck, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
It's basketball season. It's the seller season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA basketball on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Are you ready to have your home or office cleaned the right way the first time and every time? Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com Lexington. The new year is here. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them take care of this for you. The new year is the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Joe Show, local
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm not happy with, but the last 2 days and even Monday's practice, where we were zeroed in on moving that ball on offense, they're responding. They respond. And I think, again, this has got to be a personal thing. And that doesn't mean go foul people. It means just go compete and play. Dive on the floor. Take charges. Extra effort plays. A rotation. And then, again, you got to understand, you got high school kids that played on some bad high school teams. When things went wrong, I'm fine. It's them. Well, you can't do that here. You just can't do that here. That's no longer that defense mechanism. I'll act like it doesn't matter because that's what I did in high school because I'm blaming it on the other. It can't do that here. This thing is you got to compete, and then I got to figure out who the five that we play. Who are they? And maybe we stick with them. Play them as long as we can, give them a little sub. Play them as long as they can, give them a little sub. Play them as long as they can, and let's start building a team. It's hard. The best teams I've coached played, other than the platoon team that's just a once-in-a-lifetime thing, was the teams that I played less guys, not more. And, you know, you be ready for your opportunity.
We bring in Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels to the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36's Alex Risen sitting in for Mary Jo. Did you hear any of that, and do you believe Calipari?
I heard it. And I don't believe it.
Exactly. Exactly.
How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Ready to go check out this basketball game.
Yeah. Well, we're over at Jimmy John's here on Tiverton. It's too bad you're not here. You guys could be eating.
Yeah, the Italian. I'm just saying. That's the way to go.
Do like food.
Yeah. What's your go-to over there? What's your go-to?
Vito?
I go for the Slim Four. For me, it's turkey and cheese and avocado. That's right.
I know it well. That's pork. The one I pick up for my wife every time. That's what she does. Yeah. She goes, you know what I want. That's it.
Yeah.
Eric, what about you?
Eric,
the ultimate porker.
Ultimate porker.
Oh, man. Next time I see Eric, I'm going to go, what's up, ultimate porker?
He's got so many nicknames, I'm going to add that one to the list. Awesome. Just to answer your question, I know we only got a couple of minutes. I love when Coach Cal does these kinds of things in a talking to the media. When he says, hey, if we're going to play five guys, I'll play them and sub them for a minute and let them play 40 minutes and do all that stuff. I don't believe it. He can't do that, not from now until the first week in April. And also, you know, you heard Malik Monk say, if I'm not playing defense, sit me.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't happening either.
No.
I mean, so we'll see.
This empty threats, I don't think, are effective. An empty threat, like if you've got kids, which you do, Matthew, you know, you can't threaten them over and over again with something that you never follow through on because then it doesn't work anymore.
You know what's really interesting, Dan, that you say that? On Matthew and Mikey a couple days ago, I came up with an idea instead of making them run till they puke and all the stuff that he's saying.
Yeah.
My idea was, just like I do with my 13 and 10-year-old, I'll take their phones away.
There you go.
It's the only thing that works, and you want them to play defense? Tell them if they don't play defense, I'm taking your phone.
That's a great idea.
I mean, it works with my kids.
The only other thing I can think of is ban women from the lodge for a week. That'll get their attention quick. Right, Eric?
You're right about that. Eric's laughing too hard to answer. Wait a minute. There are women in the lodge?
I don't know if they allow them up there. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. Well, this should be a great test for us today because Alabama, they're like Florida. They're tough, and they're real good in the paint, and they're not going to quit playing. I mean, as evidenced by being down in South Carolina, this is going to be a good test for us today.
Absolutely. They're physical. They're a great defensive team. They want to slow it down. They make it hard for you to shoot a good percentage, and it's going to be one of those where I think adversity hits again for Kentucky. How does it respond? We'll see. It'll be a big test. It's a kind of telling of how the last few days have gone in practice and see if they can if they've gotten anything out of it.
Yeah, I know you got to go, but Eric's been talking to some friends of his. He said they've been great, and Cal's been really angry with them, and they've responded. So we'll see if they can do it today.
Well, I'm sure you guys will go more in-depth on that. Coming up next, the pregame show with Matthew and Eric here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Guys, have a great day. Be sure to tune in to them again.
You too.
You too.
At 3:15. And Alex and I will be back tomorrow at 9:30. We'll talk to Alex Fortner from the Cat's Paws. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll have Dunbar head coach Scott Chalk on here. And we'll obviously discuss the UK-Bama game and plenty more tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Joe Show with ABC36's Alex Risen sitting in. Thanks for listening today to ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Don't go anywhere. Matthew and Eric, next.
Russillo and Canal.
I don't think you're ever going to hear him have a deep commentary on some show or interview.